realize the Biden administration's foreign policy is not working. And I think the flaws are really twofold. One, if we have another concession, it will be the latest in a string of concessions that go back to allowing Nord Stream 2, the pipeline, to go forward, to extending New START. Two, I think the collapse of our position in Afghanistan, which the Russians watched and thought, you know what? It seems like the Americans can't shoot straight and we can get away with this incursion. The second thing is that this administration fails to understand the essence of deterrence, which to work needs to be backed by the credible threat of force. And by forecasting repeatedly what they won't do, especially militarily, they're undermining our deterrent posture. And that's why I'm concerned about a complete capitulation of our position. And I'm worried about the people of Ukraine, who undoubtedly feel abandoned by the Americans.
Mike Gallagher, congressman from Wisconsin, he was on Fox last night. And he's right that we're not helping ourselves with this Biden foreign policy. And what was the president out doing today? He went out to that bridge that collapsed in Pittsburgh. We've already passed a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that doesn't have a lot of infrastructure in it. It's not a true infrastructure bill. It's like 10 to 15% infrastructure, and the rest of it's in all kinds of other odd things like speed cameras so that they can end up sending out more tickets. That's just bizarre. By the way, this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Make the call right now, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Stay with us. Sam Peters joins us, running for Congress in CD4. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Forecasters are warning of a major snowstorm with winds of 50 miles an hour along the East Coast at this hour. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says people in the northeastern quadrant of the country should brace for another blast of winter.
We have a major winter storm that's moving up the East Coast, mainly tonight into the day Saturday. Biggest impacts will be from the coastal mid-Atlantic, so portions of eastern Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, all the way up into eastern New England.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the storm that's forecast for his state is a big one.
If you're in the northwest part of the state, it's probably a 3 to 4 inch reality. If you start coming down, it goes up to 6 to 8, 8 to 12, 12 to 18 along the shore counties. So high accumulation and high wind.
Russia says it will not start a war with Ukraine, but warned that the U.S. and NATO have ignored its demands and left little room for compromise in the crisis. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says there's no certainty about Russia's plans.
Maybe they have not made any final decision. From the NATO side, we are ready to engage in political dialogue, but we're also ready to respond if Russia chooses an armed conflict, confrontation.
Washington offered hope that there could be a way to avoid war amid the buildup of more than 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine. President Biden visited the collapsed bridge in Pittsburgh that fell just hours before his previously scheduled trip to promote his infrastructure package, a new law that aims to prevent such disasters. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 565 points. The NASDAQ rose 417, with the S&P 500 advancing by 105, oil up to $86.82 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, at least one public health official is saying the Omicron surge in Clark County has peaked. State biostatistician Kyra Morgan tells the Review Journal she thinks the worst of the Omicron wave in Clark County is over. The county's 14-day rolling average is down 1 percentage point to 35. Nevada's two-week positivity rate is 34.2%. That's down 5-tenths of a percent. Local health officials say the Omicron variant is now responsible for 99% of the cases in Nevada and 100% of the cases in Clark County. Las Vegas is quickly becoming more famous for professional sports with each and every passing year. Now the Las Vegas Review-Journal is reporting that Formula One Racing is looking to host a race on the Las Vegas Strip. Race officials would possibly start the race at the Bellagio near Flamingo Road and then head north up Las Vegas Boulevard. A portion of the Strip would then be temporarily shut down to set up and host a race. Organizers believe Las Vegas would attract a large amount of international visitors.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cams. It looks like you're averaging about 50 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, the calm before the storm. And bumper-to-bumper flows continue on the 515 both directions. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of the Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, that's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'll be there over the weekend, and maybe I'll see you there. Joining us now, a guy that you're going to be seeing a lot of all across CD4 because he's Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He's the owner of Peters Family Insurance, U.S. Major in the Air Force, a Bronze Star recipient, and an all-around good guy. Sam, how you been?
Kevin Wall, I've been well, sir. Thank you for having me today. Tell me, do you play in the Misfits Poker League?
I haven't. I've watched, and it's fascinating to watch people playing with live dealers, and cool deal. It really honestly is. You have been busy, though. You've been busy. Give us a little look at your schedule over the last week or so, some of the stuff you've been doing and some of the stuff you will be doing.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of events and as many events and being out in the public and talking to voters and making sure that they know what you stand for and finding out what's on their minds. And so to that end, we've been having a couple of events each month. We've been doing home events. We've got a bunch more home events. People have invited us into their home, Melissa and I, and the campaign staff to talk to their neighbors and their friends that they just they have them come over and spend a few hours in their home and just have a good time and let them know that I'm there to represent them. We had an event up in Mesquite 2 weeks ago on a Friday afternoon happy hour. In fact, I think the last time you and I spoke, I was on my way there right afterwards. And then last week we did a similar event in Pahrump, and we've got a couple of and it was great showings on both of them. We had a great participation, just a great amount of continued support from the last race in 2020 into this one in 2022. People know the stakes are high, and they know the importance of this upcoming election, and there's a lot of backing and a lot of support for the campaign. So things are going incredibly well. Now I want to make sure that people understand we are. It is a big district, so we got to make sure we reach out in a lot of different directions, and we will be focusing very heavily in Las Vegas and the North Las Vegas areas over the next few months. So stay tuned for more events coming up in February in those areas.
Sam, a lot of people that I talk to who have no axe to grind, they're not political people, but they're really concerned what's going on in Ukraine right now, and with 100,000 plus troops massed along the border, Russia is pushing us around is pushing the West around. Your press release just released talks about weak leadership for the Biden administration. Can you talk a little bit about how that's manifested itself so far?
Yeah, I sure can. So back in August, when President Biden pulled out of Afghanistan, got 13 U.S. military members killed, and put America, embarrassed America in front of the world. I said it then on Newsmax, and I've been saying it since, and I've been saying also that I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, and I'll say it again. The weak leadership of this administration that was shown back in August, it was shown from the day he was inaugurated up until August when that disaster happened in Afghanistan. The weak leadership, there's just the total ineptitude of this administration has endangered lives, millions of lives across the globe. And that's what we're seeing in Ukraine right now. Russia, these tyrants don't fear America. There's, you know, you played a clip a little bit ago of, I believe it was Gallagher, Congressman Gallagher up in Wisconsin, a great, great military mind right there as well in Gallagher. And he said it. The United States has been for decades a deterrent force in the world. We've been a stabilizing force. Joe Biden and his ineptitude destroyed that completely on the world stage in front of everybody, and certainly in front of these tyrants like Putin and Russia, you know, North Korea, China, Iran, and the losers, the winners in this entire thing are going to be those tyrants when they press as hard as they want, and America is sitting on its heels because of the weak leadership of Joe Biden.
What kind of changes are you advocating for this Biden administration that will reverse this trend?
Well, look, so first thing you got to do is you got to hold people accountable. And Joe Biden needs to be held accountable. He killed 13 U.S. service members in an absolute debacle of a withdrawal in West Afghanistan. He has been ignoring United States law and allowing millions of people, literally millions of people, come across the southern border. We are not a sovereign country at this point. We can't stand here in America in the safety of our homes and say that we're a sovereign country when the borders are absolutely overrun, and you have the Secretary of the Homeland Security just yesterday sitting in front of Border Patrol agents and telling them, and I'll quote, "I know the policies of this administration are not particularly popular with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, but that's reality, and let's see what we can do within that framework." When you sit in front of the Border Patrol agents who are frustrated and having to do the job with no backing of elected officials and appointed officials like the cabinet member in the Homeland Security, it's embarrassing. It is absolutely embarrassing. And, you know, these leaders of foreign countries, they're not stupid. And when they see an opportunity and when they see weakness, they'll act on it because that's what bullies do. So, you know, the changes that need to happen is, again, we need to hold people accountable. We need to make sure that the president, who is charged with enforcing the laws that the legislative branch writes, is enforcing those laws. And when he's not, he should be impeached. And that's exactly what should happen with Joe Biden. It should happen with Kamala Harris, because she's been appointed the person that's been in charge of this debacle at the southern border. And now Secretary Mayorkas, he's another one. You know, let's see what we can do within this framework. The framework of letting millions of people come into our country unabated and spread out with no knowledge of where they're going to go. It's disgusting.
And correct me if I'm wrong. This new policy from the Biden administration is that the fact that illegals crossed our borders illegally should not be grounds for criminal charges. And I'm like, excuse me, it's against the law to do that. And essentially, it signals open borders, does it not?
Well, it absolutely does. And it's not necessarily a new policy. It's been going on for a long time. President Trump instituted, eliminated catch and release. The catch and release policy is basically, you know, when you give an illegal immigrant who has broken criminal law and entered our country illegally, you know, that's a criminal offense. It's punishable. They should be deported immediately or can be deported under current law. The policy that's been adopted, again, the way the law is currently written, it gives the attorney general the options on which way to go with this: deport them, don't deport them, etc. But what is happening is, when they are given a notice to appear, it immediately becomes a civil case. It's no longer a criminal case. It's a civil case. And that's part of the problem. These are criminals we're dealing with. We know they've broken laws. This should not be a civil matter. It should be a criminal matter, and they should be deported immediately. And we need, you know, those America First policies of you know, ending catch and release and so many others. We need them back.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance, a former U.S. Air Force major, Bronze Star recipient, and an all-around good guy. I know you give a great speech. I've seen many of your speeches, but I got to tell you something. People are afraid. And I'm more concerned with what people are telling you, in particular about the police, in particular about crime. What are they telling you, the folks that you meet in CD4?
Yeah, I tell you, Kevin, it's a tough time in our history for law enforcement. The number of number of cops that are being attacked and killed across this country is at a level that we just can't stand. And people are worried about it. People are worried about the elevated crime rates here in Las Vegas. The property crime rates that have skyrocketed. The violent crimes. In the summer of 2020, when we were watching cities burn across our country because, again, of Democrat policies in those cities, and now we're looking at those Democrat policies being at the federal level, it's more indication of the disasters that are coming, and people are nervous. And we, as a country, we need to get back to a place where we are holding people accountable. We are not afraid to hold people accountable. And you know what? Freedom isn't free. And the people who are trying to steal your freedom should be treated accordingly. And that's kind of the sentiment in areas that I'm traveling and people that I'm talking to. They know that, the southern border, all of the ports, and I address this every time I talk about illegal immigration, it's not just the southern border. It's every international airport across our country where people can fly in from other countries and come in and overstay their visa. All of these different policies that make our country not a sovereign one. And it's time to take a hard stance. It's time to take our country back and build the America where it's okay to be proud of the flag and be proud to be American and reestablish ourselves as a world superpower. It's well past time.
It was so sad watching the memorial service for the fallen New York City officer, and then the widow's remarks about DA policies. It's so incredibly sad because this didn't have to happen.
No, it did not. And you're right. The comments from the widow were absolutely spot on, and God bless her for having the courage to say the things that she said and call out the DA in front of that crowd. And if you heard the audio, the crowd went wild when she said it because they knew she was right. And it was making sure people knew that the DA policies, the district attorney's policies of no bail. And basically not prosecuting crime, except for, the most heinous that will actually be covered by the media, making sure that people were aware of those DA policies. So big hand for her for having the courage to do that, just days after her husband was killed.
Have you been following much of the story of Stephen Breyer stepping down, retiring after nearly 30 years on the U.S. Supreme Court? What is that going to mean? We still have a 6-3 conservative advantage on the court. Is it going to make that much of a difference who replaces him?
I don't think it from a liberal conservative standpoint, at least, like you said, it's going to be a 6-3 split. I don't think it's going to have a super big impact from that perspective. My concern on it is the way it's been, the way it's been started by the president. We have a Civil Rights Act that says, race cannot be a consideration for office, private or public. The Civil Rights Act applies to federal positions and government positions. And when you start that conversation from a position of, I am going to put on the bench a black female. Now, if the black female is the most qualified person, amen, God bless, let's do it. But he hasn't identified any people. He's identifying a skin color, and he's identifying a gender. And both of those things, under the 1964 Civil Rights Act, are illegal. So, again, this president's complete disregard for the laws of this country are just, it's abhorrent. And this guy should be absolutely jailed for the things that he has done and is doing. So, the short answer to the question is I don't think it's going to make much of a matter in the votes on the Supreme Court. when we replace Breyer. But, you know, the methods that the leadership in this administration, namely Joe Biden, the methods that they are portraying and purporting, it's damaging. It's absolutely damaging, and it sets us up for a long time to come for more failure.
You made a lot of headlines on a lot of different fronts, including fundraising and endorsements. Can you talk about the fundraising? You've done a tremendous job in the fourth quarter.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate all of the people who have stepped up and reached into their pocketbooks and helped this campaign. It has been a joint effort of so many people, over 3,200 individual donors from across the state and across the country. We've got donors and supporters from all 50 states. We've raised over $500,000 in 2021. And the fundraising hasn't stopped. We've done very well this month, and we're going to continue doing all the things that we have to do to keep those funds coming in, because at the same time, we are doing well. The Democrats are raising money hand over fist to try and keep their positions, because they know they're vulnerable in this political environment. And certainly my opponent, Mr. Horsford, is one of the most vulnerable in the country. So we're after them, and I can't tell you how happy I am and thankful I am for the folks who have donated. And if people want to donate, they can certainly still do it. SamPetersForCongress.com. There's a donate button link there, and anything else.
It seems like every week there's somebody new that is endorsing Sam Peters. What's the latest? Because I have to almost check on a weekly or a daily basis to see who's new in your column.
Sure. So thank you again for that. So on my website, sampetersforcongress.com, in the top right, there's a button that says endorsements. There's a graphic out there that lists all of them. Usually it's pretty up to date, but I do get phone calls from time to time, and people just jumping in there to help us out, and because they know we can win this thing. A week and a half ago, Andy Biggs, congressman out of Arizona, former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, he endorsed me. That's a really big one, because, you know, Andy Biggs is kind of a legend down there in Arizona. He endorsed me. More recently, I had a great conversation with Joe Brown from here in Las Vegas. Joe Brown is a former gaming commissioner. He's a former Reagan appointee, and he had some great words for me. And just yesterday, we released former GOP, Nevada GOP chairwoman, Leah Roberts, who is just a great, great woman with a phenomenal story. She actually left Romania at the time when it was under, in 1979, under communist control to immigrate to America. She became the Nevada GOP chairwoman sometime later. But just a great story. She jumped on board the campaign again, and we couldn't be more proud to have her.
You heading out to the GOP winter meetings tomorrow?
I will be at the GOP winter meetings tomorrow. I'm told that sometime right before lunch, I'll have a couple of minutes to jump up and do one of those speeches that you mentioned. And I will. I'll be there. It'll be a good time, and I look forward to seeing everybody out.
Tell me what you need right now. Is it mainly money? Is it volunteers? And how can people reach out and become a part of your campaign?
Sure. So on my website, again, sampetersforcongress.com, there's a button that says more info. You can fill out the little form. It'll send us the info. My campaign coordinator, Ryan, will reach out, and we can see how best to get you involved in the campaign. Donations are always welcome and always needed. This is not a sprint. It is absolutely a marathon with fundraising, so we have to keep our foot on the gas. If people want yard signs, we can do that through the website as well. You can let me know on Facebook, at Sam Peters Nevada. All of those things, you know, we're going to have people phone banking before too long, and just a lot of effort going into this campaign to make sure that we are the clear winner in the primary, and then we're poised and set up to take on Stephen Horsford in the general in November.
Hey, Sam, always good to visit with you. My best to your family, and safe travels out on the campaign trail, because the weather is going to be getting worse before it gets better, probably in much of CD4. Thank you so much, my friend. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate you so much.
There you go. Sam Peters, a Republican candidate for Congress in CD4, the owner of Peters Family Insurance. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670.